But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Scott Brennan here, and this is a little impromptu Verbal Shenanigans podcast. It's just me here. It's early on a Thursday, and let me explain to you what's going on here. If you listened to last episode, I had mentioned right in the beginning that I was working with Aaron Is. You may remember him from Ink Master. He was also on the show a couple months ago. Him and his girlfriend Coco are putting together a fund that is going to directly benefit the victims of the, as we know, the heinous, just ridiculous events that occurred over the weekend in Orlando. So I wanted to give him a call, talk to him for a few minutes about what is going on and how people can get involved, and see if we could use this podcast just to spread the message a little bit. So I'm going to give Aaron a call right now.
Hello.
Hey, Aaron, it's Scott.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
How's it going, brother?
Good, good. Busy, but good.
Yes, yes. I see you're pretty busy, so I figured I'd just catch you for a few minutes here and put this up in a few, right after this. I'll throw it up online.
Sure. Let me see if I can find a spot where I'm not. I don't know if you're catching any of that wind or not. You sound echoey as shit, but I'm sure the recording on your end is fine.
Yeah, you sound beautiful.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I'm like on the side of the building now because everybody's allowed inside the shop, and that's not a good place to do this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But you sound good to me, and I'm I sound good to me, of course, but you know.
Perfect.
But Aaron, unfortunately, we're talking to you. It's just me today, but we're talking to you for the right reasons and the wrong situation, obviously, of what occurred over the weekend.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of us have been talking about, too, is a lot of this publicity and these people getting together. It's a shame that it's happening on such a negative note, and that's unfortunately what it is, and that's what we've got to work with.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to get into it exactly. I think I had mentioned it even on the last podcast. A lot of people are using this, it's sad to see, as a reason to jump off on their political platforms or whatnot, but it really, you know, like, you have people that aren't even identified yet. And I feel like we're already losing sight of that there are close to 50 dead people and more injured, and, you know, it's just a shame
all
around.
It's crazy.
It really is. It really
I woke up that morning and I was blown away, and I think a lot of the motivation for what I'm doing is because I kept going through, and I'm sure everybody did, go through their social media and listen to news articles and all that stuff, and the social media was exploding with theories and negativity and hate and shit talking religion and gun rights and all this other stuff. I'm like, you guys are writing these big giant blurbs and that doesn't do anything but just perpetuate nonsense. You're not doing any good. So I'm like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to follow suit. I want to do something bigger. And I started talking about this idea. It started very small.
Yeah. And we'll get to the idea in a minute, but yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, you know, day of, all of a sudden, I see everything from Trump to Clinton to Obama to gun control to...
A million reasons why this kid did this, and it's just because this kid did this is the only thing that you should be focused on. It's not about why or what he was thinking about. It happened.
Right, exactly. It's not even... it's not for us to figure out at the moment. It's just kind of, you know, like we just said, there's 50 families out there that lost a brother, a sister, uncle, whatever it is, and... trying to, I feel like people need to get, before they jump into all these other things, you know, at least give time for the tears to dry, you know, like it's
unbelievable.
But let's talk. So you had put up something, I'd say maybe it was Monday, probably Monday.
I think I put a post up on Monday. It was kind of like a feeler because I came up with, it was the Monday evening, Sunday I might have put the feeler up. Either way, I was like, okay, let's do something. Let's do a fundraiser. We've done fundraisers at studios I've worked at and owned numerous times over my career because it's great. We do it for families. The homes burned down. We've done all kinds of events.
Right.
And then I started thinking, well, I've got a lot of friends in the area. well, why don't they come out and sport? I'm like, wait a minute, what if they just stayed at their own shops and did their own, like, their own separate design fundraiser under the same name for the same cause, and we could bring in double the income. We could bring in double the donations.
Right.
And then I started talking to more people and more people. And I put the idea out there, and everybody jumped on board, and when it helps. So now it's turned into an international event on Monday where we've got a shop in Scotland and Norway and Hawaii that are doing things.
Yeah. Yeah, and let's preface that. For those of you who don't know who Aaron is a tattoo artist. You may have seen him on Ink Master or online or whatnot. And when he's referring to shops, he's talking about tattoo shops. And So what is it mainly tattoo shops doing a certain tattoo?
It's primarily like artisans. It's primarily like tattooers, piercers, anybody in the body and mind community, because we all – we run very parallel in social groups and in art aspects and everything. Like, we tattoo a lot of the gay community here, and I've been part of the gay community since I've been an adult in Tampa.
Right.
So I've kind of grown up with it, so I'm very familiar with it, and it hit home to me what happened very, mm-hmm. very closely, because I've got friends that were there. I've got friends that have friends that were there, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was like, we've got to do something, and if we band together, we can, as a community, help out another community and their families. You know what I mean? That was the whole idea.
Right. And when we're talking tattoos, is it up to each shop, like what they're going to do? Is it like flash tattoos?
Right. Pretty much that's the general consensus. Each shop is doing their own design fundraiser underneath United Pride.
Okay.
So let's say a shop in Scotland, I think they drew up a page of flash. They're going to do a set amount of for each tattoo, and then they donate the proceeds to the cause. My shop's doing the same thing. I've got three different artists doing flash sheets for it. Some shops are doing a donation point because they're booked up. Another shop's, we've got, who do we have involved? We've got some bigger artists that are like private studios, and they're very booked, and they're going to do, he's donating a set amount and dedicating that day for a donation point. So even if people are booked, they can still help out. They can donate part of their income. They can donate tips, whatever. So they don't have to necessarily do an event. And some shops are doing different things. Like, we've got bars involved. I actually have a tire shop involved. They're going to donate all their tips for the weekend.
There you go. My next question was going to be, so other than tattoo shops, I've been on the threads with you guys on the messages and whatnot, and it's kind of opened up to other type of businesses. So what are
we got a couple barbershops, We've got a clothing store, a tanning salon, an antique store, the tire shop that I mentioned. I've got a couple hair salons, I think, piercing studios. I think some people are just putting out buckets or boxes to put money into, you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter who you are or what you do. It started primarily with the tattoo community,
right?
But it's open to anybody that wants help, because we get a really big influx of people like, well, I don't tattoo, but what can I do? I said, well, what do you do? Well, I run a barbershop. Well, you guys can do the same thing.
Right. I mean, that's kind of even why I reached out to you, you know, like, we have this little radio show here. Like, what can we do? You know, like,
right.
So like, we're even going to take the couple sponsors we have and send that money over for the month. And, you know, some personal
money. Right, of course.
I was just talking today to, hopefully, we're going to try to put together a quick turnaround kind of comedy show where all the performers are going to be for free and all the ticket proceeds are going to go to the same cause.
Oh, cool. That's so wonderful.
So that's what I was trying to message you before, but it was kind of crazy with the you're one of the first people who ever sent me those little voice messages, like of you.
Oh,
talking.
That's so much, it's made my life so much easier this week, because I'm in like four different, I've got multiple people texting me, multiple people emailing, multiple people messaging me on Facebook and Instagram, and in order to reply quicker,
right,
or if I'm in the car or whatever, I'm just talking in my phone, which makes life a lot easier, because if I explain it in with actual words, it makes a whole lot more sense than me trying to put five paragraphs together and text it out.
Yeah. So
that's why I made the video clips too, because the video clips, I think, help people understand what's going on.
Absolutely. Now, the name of the project. Why don't you give the name and the website and all the really important stuff that everyone can post or check out?
Well, it's called United Pride. We're using the hashtags on Instagram, United Pride Orlando, and United Pride hashtag. United Pride, I believe, is an organization already that's participating in the gay community in Florida based, but they're just I don't know what exactly they do. I don't think it's an organization. I think it's just a collective of people that support each other, but that's not necessarily us. And I haven't talked to any of those people. We didn't realize that until afterwards, but it's not a name or a business name anyways. It's just something that we thought worked, because we're uniting as a community to help another community. So United Pride made sense. And because of the subject matter, it made sense. So right. United Pride Orlando is really what it is.
And people who are interested, where is the money going? Like, is it going to the GoFundMe
page? Yeah, well, there's a big GoFundMe that started in Florida, and I think it's FloridaEquality.com, and Ida, I can't remember her last name now, is running that one. That's the one that's up to like $4 million.
Wow.
I'm currently playing phone tag with her. I keep missing her calls. So I'm only going to call back from her, and if I can talk to her and she can assure me that they're distributing the money properly to the right places. So it's going to, we're raising money to help the people in Orlando. I don't want it going to some guy in Utah for running a computer for an hour. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm making sure that what we put together, if I have to go there to Orlando myself and host an event and hand it to the families in envelopes, I will.
Right.
So I'm taking the responsibility. Another motivation for me to even do this was to be able to take the responsibility to make sure the families and the people that need it the most get it, and it doesn't get
middleman
fiddled through on the way. Right, exactly.
Exactly. Well,
so we're probably going to partner with them. I think they're the biggest and the most honest cause so far.
Okay.
And if that's the case, then that's where it will go. If not, then we'll go directly to Orlando and find out who we can get in touch with in regards to the victims and their families.
Okay, so is the goal now on Monday the 20th for all this to happen, or different shops doing different dates?
Well, different shops doing different things all around the world on the same day for the same name.
Okay.
Under the same name for the same cause, and all the money's going to the same account, and that's going to be distributed to the people in Orlando that need it.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's like you said, it started as a tattoo thing, but it also makes sense because, you know, you have people, you know, in all walks of life, all professions, all that don't tattoo but do have tattoos and that mean different things in different communities. So it is
exactly,
you know, like you said, it started off as just tattooers, and it's not shocking that it's reached out to tire shops.
I mean, we're opening the door for anybody that's a consumer or collector or someone that just wants to take part and come in and throw $20 or get a tattoo or whatever can go to any of these businesses to do that. But anybody that has a business that has the capacity to share their funds or their income is more than welcome to join. Because the more the merrier, honestly, because the more people know about it, the more people will want to take part, and more people want to donate. So if we've got 50 shops, and each shop has, you know, 500 people that want to help out, it multiplies the numbers tremendously. So that's why it's good that it's growing. It's chaotic a bit, but it's good that it's growing.
Yeah, it's good chaos, though. And, you know,
absolutely.
And how many shops do you have already working with you? I saw the list today. It looked like quite a lot.
Yeah, she actually is doing emails right now. She's adding more studios, so we're not sure. We were over 30 yesterday, and I think we're closer to 50 now. And when she's done emails, I'm still waiting on people to send their information in because I don't want to, in order to keep it organized, I'm having everyone send their business info and maybe even how they want to help through email so we can put them on the list.
Right, right, right.
And that's at UnitedPrideOrlando@gmail.com.
Okay, so if anybody is listening to this and you have either a side business, you have a shop, you cut hair, you do whatever, you're a comedian, check that out, and you can certainly help. Or you can just simply donate straight to the fund, correct?
Exactly, exactly. That email address is linked to the PayPal that all the money is going into. So if you just want to, we already had donations into the account, so that's good. So anybody that can't do anything or is not in town Monday or wants to just throw money but can't get to one of the locations, they can always just donate online with the UnitedPrideOrlando@gmail.com because that goes directly to the PayPal.
Great. And speaking from personal experience, you know, I've kind of kept in touch with Aaron. If you look up Aaron Is on Facebook and whatnot, and his girlfriend Coco, they're just they seem like wonderful people, and they're really doing a lot of hard work behind the scenes. And trust me, it is going to the right place, and I know that's important to
a lot of
people.
Yeah, that's been one of the biggest questions, where's the money going? And at this point, because of the research we're doing, we're trying to be as diligent and responsible as we can about it, so we don't have a direct answer for that yet, because I refuse to just pick one like a card out of a deck. So I'm going to make sure it goes to the right foundation.
Okay, and people could look up Aaron Is on Facebook, correct, and find you?
Yep. Aaron Is Tattoo. If you look up at Aaron Is Tattoo on any social media, they all link to my stuff. And all over my Facebook and Instagram are all the posts and links to get back and forth to the event page and the email. It's posted everywhere.
Fantastic. And last question, where will you be tattooing on Monday? Will you be?
I'm going to be at my store in Ybor City, Tampa, Florida. So I suppose I've been told I'm the spearhead of the whole project because I started it. I don't want a name tag or anything, but I'm just saying because we're doing it at my store as well. My store might be one of the bigger locations. We've got news channels coming out. We've got radio stations coming out. We're going to have food. We're going to have music. We've got a DJ coming out. A lot of people volunteering their time just come help and entertain and pass out waters and that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a pretty big event in Ybor City.
Fantastic. Aaron, you're a good guy, and we are happy to support. And let's get you on again maybe next week or something, and we'll talk about how it went and how we can continue
this.
And I will let you know on the comedy show front how it goes.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you for all your support.
No problem, Aaron. And tell Coco I said hi, and the two of you keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That is Aaron is just a really good guy and a really good cause. And I highly recommend it, guys. Go out there. You know, donate $10. Donate $15. You know, you can tell. It take away everything else. You gun control, the politicians, the president. Don't make it about that. Make it about the family and the family and the people who are not here anymore. You know, one thing that we hope is great about our country and just use social media for a good reason. We can get this out, raise a little bit of money, and it actually goes to the right people. We don't need a middleman. Like Aaron said, if he has to, he'll give out envelopes. So that's it. I know I'm not bringing the humor today, and I'm not trying to. But that's it. Life is funny, people. Laugh at it. Remember to laugh, all right? Remember to laugh. Go laugh this week, all right? And keep the wind at your back. And if you can, please spread this podcast around. All right. Love you, people.